This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are a bunch, as Sudeep and Heather and I were talking about, a bunch of new directives coming out of the Biden White House. And if you read them, I mean, really read them, not just the subject line in the first paragraph, you realize pretty quickly they are mostly instructions for various federal agencies to do specific things, change a policy, research an issue, come up with a strategy, or looking at it another way, the president's creating a pretty long to-do list for a federal bureaucracy that, according to the experts, is kind of low on staff. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains what that might mean.
The United States is a little weird compared to other developed countries in terms of how we hand over control of the government, even before the challenging, to put it mildly, transition we had this year.
We do this odd thing of basically lopping off the top of the pyramid of our senior employees across the federal government and asking presidents to make roughly 4,000 political appointments.
Catherine Dunn Tenpas is a senior fellow at the University of Virginia's Miller Center.
And of the 4,000, roughly 1,300 or so require Senate confirmation. So that's an arduous task.
Especially if the opposing party in the Senate decides to slow things down. Paul Light is a professor of public service at NYU and says even the appointments that don't require Senate approval may take a while.
Because you've got background reviews, you've got clearances, you've got hearings, you've got litmus tests, you name it.
Additionally, says Light, former President Trump's efforts to downsize the federal bureaucracy mean agencies have fewer people in career civil service roles to do the work in the meantime. David Lewis teaches political science at Vanderbilt University and says all this has policy implications.
When there are vacancies at the top of these administrative agencies, that leads to delay in rollout.
Lewis says one of the challenges for the Biden administration is not just coming up with new policies, but also coming up with enough people to implement them. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.